Welcome back to Psukei Adaf. We are on Brachos Daf Samach Gimel. Today the topic is going to be greeting with Hashem's name. There are 26 psukim in total on this daf, and we're going to be focusing on two of them, which appear proximate, adjacent to one another. The first pasuk is the pasuk in Rus, Megillas Rus, Perek Beis, pasuk Dalet, and it reads as follows: V'hinei Boaz bo mibeis lechem. Boaz arrives from Bethlehem. Vayomer lakoytzrim, and he says to those harvesters, Hashem imochem, God is with you. And they responded, Yivarechacha Hashem, let Hashem bless you. The second pasuk we're going to be focusing on is in Shoftim Perikvov, pasuk Yud Beis. And this reads as follows, Vayira Elov Malach Hashem, and appeared to him the angel of God. Vayomer Elov, and the angel said to him, Hashem imcha giborachayel, God is with you, O valiant, O strong warrior. What's going on over here? So the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph is quoting from the Mishnah, which is the fifth Mishnah in the ninth Perek, where the Mishnah had said that there is giving the source, the Takona, that we should be Shoel es Shalom Chaveira Bashem, that a person should ask a friend's peace with their name. And the first quotation is the first Pasuk, Rus Perek Beis, where Boaz asks the Kotzrim with the name of Hashem. And the second one is, the second pasuk which is quoted, is the one with from Shoftim Perek Vav, where Gidon is greeted by the angel with this pasuk. So the Gemara does go on to explain why each one is necessary on our daf. But the question is just the context of those two stories, what's really going on. So first thing to be aware of is that Shoftim and Megillas Rus are actually very much the same time zone. Even though Sefer Shoftim is one of the longest books in Tanakh in terms of the time span that it covers almost 369 years, but from the beginning of the Yerusha Sa'aretz, the Yeshiva Sa'aretz, and the times of Shmuel, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which leads from Shmuel to Melachim. But nonetheless, it is interesting that Megillas Rus falls into the times of Shvoit HaShoftim. So first of all, we should be aware of these two stories being not concurrent in terms of actually the same time. Megillas Rus is a little later on, in times of Boaz or Ibtzan, but they are in the same general time frame. Let's take a look at the first episode. What is happening with Boaz? We're more familiar with Megillas Rus because we, in many traditions, lay it on Shavuos. And it is interesting that what happens here is Boaz is coming to the field. This is the first time we're introduced to him. He is a distant member of the family of Naomi and her husband and her sons. And the Rus is gathering in his field. She's gathering the grain. He comes to the fields, and this is our introductory pasuk as he greets his kotzrim. He is obviously the overseer. He greets those who are working with the name of Hashem, and they respond in like. The Malbim on this pasuk actually notes a very interesting point, and he says, based on our Gemara with an extension over here from the Sifra, is that there is a hesitation. We shouldn't just be mentioning Hashem's name helter-skelter. This is not appropriate. However, the reason why he did this is because he saw Shaya b'neim gezel mishpat v'tzedek. Says the Sifra. The Sifra says that at this time there was a lot of deceit, there was a lot of cheating going on in society, and therefore he felt that this is an important moment at this point in time to sacrifice the danger of mentioning Hashem's name in an unclean place in order to elevate the level of conversation, in order to be able to facilitate more honesty, which is the sacrifice that he made, which, as the Gemara goes on to explain, is part of the Es La'asos La'Hashem Heferu Torah Secha, that there's certain times we sacrifice certain things for greater goals. But what the Malbim adds on, which is not in the Gemara, is that the actual fact that Boaz happened to be in this particular field, he was obviously a great man in real estate, he was very rich, and it happened to be that he was in this particular field that Rus happened to be in, was in fact, would perhaps be chalked down to mikre, to happenstance, but it was not. It was in fact the work of Hashem that he should choose to be in specifically this field to meet Rus, or ultimately, through the union, would create the dynasty of Malchus based David. So therefore, Hashem Imochem is not simply a reflection on the tone of the speech of the people at that time, but it's also a reflection of the way he looked at reality, and therefore the way that reality looked at him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated the event. So that's another level of meaning over here. When we move to the other episode, which is Gidon, what's going on with Gidon? So just to understand the context, at this point in time, the nation of Israel is really at a very weak and poor point. They are subject to raids and pillaging from the Midianites and the Bnei Kedon and Amalek. It's a very terrible time. And what happens is that at every season, all these raiders would come in from the east. They would take everything of theirs, everything that was left, that would be taken in Bnei Israel. In no way, there had no central federal government at this point in time to defend themselves. It was all tribal, and they were losing all their crops. They were losing everything every season. And it's at this point in time that Gideon is initiated, and he has this apparition of a malach, and the malach comes and gives him a speech. And then the malach says, "You are a gibor achayil." And at this point in time, Gideon actually questions the malach. And he says, "I don't understand. I read in the Torah, I have the five books of Moshe, and I read in the Torah that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the nation of Israel from Mitzrayim, but why is it not happening now? If you're saying that I'm strong and Hashem's with me, then what's happening over here?" And it's fascinating, this is going to be the tone of Gideon all the way through. He asks for test after test after test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him a sign to show that he is ultimately the leader, which is very, very fascinating and unique to the Gideon experience. Nonetheless, you see something fascinating when putting these two events together, and that is the power of words, the power of God speak. When put together, God speak is something which can change the tone of society, the honesty of society. When you mention Hashem's name, you're not going to cheat as much. And also, if you're mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, it is able to initiate leaders. And that seems to be the unifying factor between these two stories, which is why the Gemara perhaps is using both of these psukim, both of these stories, to show you the power that talking spiritual God speak is. Just for worthwhile for doing some assignment or homework, there is a fascinating New York Times article which appeared the end of 2018, October 2018, which was entitled, "It's Getting Harder to Speak About God." And it was a fascinating amount of research which was done about how God speak is diminishing in society. And thinking about that in the context of this Gemara and these psukim which were quoted, it's worthwhile trying to think about the impacts of that. Is that a siman or a siba? Is that an indicator or is that a causation of a society which is diminishing spiritually? Food for greater thought on this particular topic. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.